You're listening to SBS News.
Cathity Hutchinson, a young woman who served as a top aide to President Donald Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, has testified at a surprise hearing of the House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection in 2021. The 25-year-old's evidence paints a picture of the former president's campaign to overturn the election result and how Mr. Trump responded after the violence began at the Capitol building. She's already sat through four interviews behind closed doors, but the committee says it was important for her testimony to be heard in public. She says 4 days before the insurrection, she had a conversation with Mr. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
He looked at me and said something to the effect of, "Cass, are you excited for the 6th? It's going to be a great day." I remember looking at him and saying, "Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? He had responded something to the effect of, "We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators. Talk to the chief about it. Talk to the chief about it. He knows about it."
But when Ms. Hutchinson went to talk to Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, he revealed he was concerned about the plans.
I went back up to our office and I found Mr. Meadows in his office on the couch. He was scrolling through his phone. I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, "I had an interesting conversation with Rudy, Mark. Sounds like we're going to go to the Capitol." He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, "There's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Mr. Meadows is fighting a legal battle to try to avoid testifying before the committee. Ms. Hutchinson also revealed when questioned by committee vice chair Liz Cheney that on January the 6th at a rally in Washington addressed by Mr. Trump, the president had been informed by his deputy chief of staff, Tony Ornato, that some of the crowd were carrying weapons.
Ms. Hutchinson, is it your understanding that Mr. Ornato told the president about weapons at the rally on the morning of January 6th?
That's what Mr. Ornato relayed to me.
The committee then played a recording of one of the interviews carried out with Ms. Hutchinson behind closed doors.
At the time, in the days leading up to the 6th, there were lots of public reports about how things might go bad on the 6th, even the potential for violence. If I'm hearing you correctly, what stands out to you is that Mr. Meadows did not share those concerns, or at least did not act on those concerns?
Did not act on those concerns would be accurate.
Ms. Hutchinson told the committee that she heard the president say he wanted to dispense with the magnetometer devices, or mags, that alerted security staff to weapons that people might be carrying.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the effing mags away."
Ms. Cheney then introduced another recording, this time of President Trump himself.
"President Trump was aware that a number of the individuals in the crowd had weapons and were wearing body armor. And here's what President Trump instructed the crowd to do.
We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol."
And the crowd, as we know, did proceed to the Capitol. It soon became apparent to the Secret Service, including the Secret Service teams in the crowd, along with White House staff, that security at the Capitol would not be sufficient.
As the insurrection proceeded, rioters were inside the Capitol building itself, chanting "Hang Mike Pence" because the vice president refused to overturn the election result, which gave the presidency to Joe Biden. Liz Cheney again.
The rioters chanted "Hang Mike Pence." The president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, "Mike deserves it," and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong. This is a sentiment that he has expressed at other times as well. In an interview with ABC News correspondent Jonathan Carl, President Trump was asked about the supporters chanting "Hang Mike Pence" last year. Instead of condemning them, the former president defended them.
Ms. Hutchinson told the committee about her reactions to that sentiment.
As a staffer that worked to always represent the administration to the best of my ability and to showcase the good things that he had done for the country, I remember feeling frustrated, disappointed, and really, it felt personal. I was really sad. As an American, I was disgusted. It was unpatriotic. It was un-American. We were watching the Capitol building get defaced over a lie.
The hearings continue. Alan Lee, SBS News.